For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Deliberations resume Monday in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Most of the activity was outside of the courtroom on Friday when President Trump was asked if he would pardon Paul Manafort. He offered words of support for his former campaign manager.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad when you look at what's going on there. I think it's a very sad day for our country. He worked for me for a very short period of time. But you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here at this trial and tax evasion in a separate case next month in Washington, D.C. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with a Robert Mueller probe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the UN, but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 and was the first to rise from the ranks of the UN staff. Miss America is speaking out. Here's WCBS-TV's Christine Johnson.
Sarah Munn sent a letter to a host of former Miss Americas. Munn accuses chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and CEO Regina Hopper of bullying, manipulating, and attempting to silence her. It is the latest controversy less than a month before the pageant in Atlantic City. The organization eliminated the pageant swimsuit competition, and officials with 19 state pageants want the current leadership ousted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Omarosa Manigault Newman has leaked more audio tapes. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
And I think we can work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former Apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
U.S. health officials have approved a new affordable generic version of the EpiPen, the emergency allergic medication that triggered a public backlash when its maker upped its price tag last year. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Food and Drug Administration issuing its approval on Thursday of the new version from Teva Pharmaceuticals. It's the first that will be interchangeable with the original pen-like injector sold by Mylan. EpiPen injections are stocked by schools and parents nationwide to treat children with severe allergies. They are used in emergencies to stop potentially fatal allergic reactions to insect bites and stings and foods like nuts and eggs. EpiPen maker Mylan has dominated the billion-dollar market for the shots for two decades. Several other companies do sell competing shots containing the same drug, epinephrine, but they aren't heavily marketed or very often prescribed by doctors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News,